My Utmost for Its Highest by Oswald Chambers. March 14th. Yielding. You are the ones, slaves, whom you obey. Romans 6:16. The first thing I must be willing to admit when I begin to examine what controls and dominates me is that I am the one responsible for having yielded myself to whatever it may be. If I am a slave to myself, I am to blame because somewhere in the past I yielded to myself. Likewise, if I obey God, I do so because at some point in my life I yielded myself to Him. If a child gives in to selfishness, he will find it to be the most enslaving tyranny on earth. There is no power within the human soul itself that is capable of breaking the bondage of the nature created by yielding. For example, yield for 1 second to anything in the nature of lust, and although you may hate yourself for having yielded, you become enslaved to that thing. Remember what lust is. I must have it now. Whether it is the lust of the flesh or the lust of the mind. No release or escape from it will ever come from any human power, but only through the power of redemption. You must yield yourself in utter humiliation to the only one who can break the dominating power in your life, namely, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1. When you yield to something, you will soon realize the tremendous control it has over you. Even though you say, "Oh, I can give up that habit whenever I like," you will know you can't. You will find that the habit absolutely dominates you because you willingly yielded to it. It is easy to sing, "He will break every fetter," while at the same time living a life of obvious slavery to yourself. But yielding to Jesus will break every kind of slavery in any person's life. Here ends Oswald's reading. In Romans 6:16, ye know not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Paul solemnly warns believers who think that they may secretly sin because they are under grace. If believers give themselves to sin, they will in fact become slaves to sin. Luke 16:13 and John 8:34, resulting in death. Death here means everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1:9, the opposite of eternal life. So, in the matter of sin, and in the modern day, we need to realize that standing up for the gospel, we need to do so by giving ourselves completely to Jesus. And when we do so, he can overcome the prince of this world and the influences which lead to death.